Following predictions about post-Assad instability, Syria faces political, social, and security crises. The current weak so-called Syrian government has heightened the risk of foreign occupation and territorial fragmentation. As the situation evolves, the United States seeks to strengthen its military presence in Syria. Recent reports indicate that American military convoys have transported troops, equipment, and construction materials from Iraq and northern Syria to Raqqa and western Euphrates regions, including Kobani. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed that a 50-truck convoy carrying surveillance equipment, prefab shelters, fuel tanks, and excavation machinery reached Kobani. Escorted by the vehicles of the Syrian Democratic Forces, known as SDF, the convoy underscores plans for new military bases. However, the Pentagon has refrained from commenting on these developments, maintaining that U.S. operations in Syria continue under the anti-ISIS coalition mission. Meanwhile, Turkey has intensified its threat against Kurdish-led SDF forces, which is labeled a terrorist organization. In response to questions about bolstering defenses in Kobani, Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh reiterated Washington's focus on defeating ISIS, but denied any plans for new bases. Analysts argue that the U.S. military buildup sends a clear warning to Turkey and other actors to avoid aggressive moves against Kurdish-controlled regions. Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma, highlighted protective intent behind U.S. reinforcements in Kobani. Washington's expanded presence may serve multiple purposes, including safeguarding Kurdish regions from Turkish aggression and maintaining leverage over Syria's political future. The region under SDF control holds a significant economic value, including 70% of Syria's oil and gas fields. Landis further emphasized the strategic importance of controlling oil resources as a bargaining tool with Damascus. He added that the U.S. likely aims to influence Syria's stance towards Iran and regional allies. The U.S. military's activities in Syria coincides with domestic and regional events, including increased tensions with Iran and Israel's territorial ambitions post-Assad. The sustained American presence aligns with the strategic interests to counter regional adversaries and secure resource control. The U.S. maintains extensive military operations across West Asia, including bases in Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. Despite Iraq's parliamentary vote for U.S. troops withdrawal, around 2,500 American soldiers remained stationed there. The recent rise in regional resistance attacks, exceeding 160 since October 2023, underscores ongoing risk to U.S. forces. Nevertheless, Washington's commitment to securing its strategic foothold in Syria and the broader region remains evident.